So he didn't ask you what ability we had in the area and what we could do?
No, I think, I mean, he relied on both myself as secretary and on General Dempsey's capabilities. He knows generally what we've deployed into the region. We've presented that to him in other briefings, so he knew generally what was deployed out there, but as to specifics about time, et cetera, no, he just left that up to us.
Did you have any further communications with him that night?
No.
Did you have any other further communications? Did he ever call you that night to say, how are things going? What's going on? Where's the consulate?
No, but we were aware that as we were getting information on what was taking place there, particularly when we got information that the ambassador, his life had been lost, we were aware that that information went to the White House.
Did you communicate with anyone else at the White House that night?
No.
No one else called you to say, how are things going?
No.
Okay. And since then, has the president asked you, why weren't we able to get, in light of the second attack that occurred 7 hours later, armed assets there in order to help those who were left and attacked in the annex?
The president has made very clear to both myself and General Dempsey that with regards to future threats, we have got to be able to deploy forces in a position where we can more rapidly respond.
But just to be clear, that night he didn't ask you what assets we had available and how quickly they could respond and what we could do to help those individuals there.
I think the biggest problem that night, Senator, was that nobody knew really what was going on there.
And there was no follow-up during the night, at least from the White House directly?
No, there wasn't.
I would,
thank you.
If I